Hello and welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I hope you guys are doing great on this Monday night. I hope you all had a great and fantastic weekend. You have a long week ahead of you this week. I cannot believe this is the very last day of July. Tomorrow is the 1st of August. I just can't seem to get it through my mind how quick we're going into August. Before you know it, we'll be at the end of the year celebrating Christmas and going into the new year. Boy, and I was in one of the retailers today and I saw Halloween candy out on the shelf. So it's getting ready for the fall. I can't believe how far we have come this year. It seems like this year of 2023 has just flown by. I don't know about for the rest of you, but I know for me it has. Now, tonight is going to be Revelations 22, the very last chapter of Revelations. We are done with the book of Revelations as of tonight when I finish this last chapter. And I am so happy and thrilled that I am done with this book of Revelations. I know to some of y'all that may seem bad, but I've told this before, and if you're new here, I'll explain this to you again. Since I started Revelations in the fall of 2021, I went through a lot of physical and spiritual attacks. In 2022, the spring of 2022, I got sick and I got put in the hospital, not only once, but twice within 3 weeks apart. And it's just been turmoil after turmoil. So I do believe, you know, in spiritual attacks, and it all comes from the pits of hell. A lot of people don't believe in that, but it is true. And a lot of times when you go to your doctors and you're sick and you're feeling bad and your doctors run all these tests and it comes back negative and they can't find nothing, usually it's because it's Satan or those demons attacking you spiritually. And they know how to attack the body. And they do this to bring you down, to send harsh people, to really basically want you to give up on God or not to believe there is a God. And even a lot of you that don't believe in God or Satan, you're sick in your body, but yet the doctor still can't find anything wrong with you. Your test results are coming back negative. That's because Satan and those demons are latched on to you to keep you in that place, making you think God does not exist. And they want you to think you have mental problems. And that's what your psychiatrist and your therapist and your medical doctors will tell you. It's all mental, and it's not. If Satan can possess a body, just like he did with Judas, and people can become demon-possessed, just think what they can do to your own health. Think how they can latch on to all your body. They can do all kinds of stuff. They attack. They're just draining you. It's like being in a fight with somebody and they're making these punches. And that's why you got to keep the faith and keep praying and keep rebuking. It's tough. But I believe we're going into some hard times as well. This fall, I don't know. I said this fall, but I know we're headed for some hard times. And we need to just buckle down, be there one for another, pray one for another, uplift and encourage each other. You never know. We may go into a famine. We already see the famine in other places, but it could be right in your own hometown this time. Russia, as you know, has already shut off the grain supply. I saw something where India has stopped the import to rice now, or you can't get rice. So there's going to be a shortage on rice. So all you rice lovers out here that loves to eat rice, if India has stopped the import to it, that's going to cause a famine there too. So, and grain is what makes your bread. And a lot of restaurants probably will close. Grocery stores will probably close. So, you need to think about this. It's probably going to get ugly. And if you have some canned goods, always remember, if somebody is hungry that shows up at your doorstep, a stranger, a family, a neighbor, a close friend, even your enemies, always remember, if they ask you for something to eat and you have it, you give it to them, even if it's your last can. So, feed them. Let them know all is forgiven. But I'm going to take a short break, and then we're going to get into chapter 22. Hello, everyone. This is Abe with Abe's Front Porch Talk. I want to tell you to please come and join me next week on the podcast here. I will be discussing Matthew 24. We really need to understand what Jesus was talking about the signs of the end. I believe we are living in the signs of the end, and I'd just like to tell you to join, share with your family and friends, and thank you for listening to this podcast. This is going to be the end of the break. Thank you. Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you for that short break there. All right, now let's get started in tonight's episode of Revelations 22. I hope you guys will enjoy this. Remember, if you are new here, this is the King James Version that I am reading from. So you may not be able to follow along if you want to follow me. If you use a different standard version of the King James Bible or the NIV. So this is just listen because I read word for word. But if you do have the King James, I would like for you to follow along to what I am reading. So let's get started here. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. I'm going to stop right there just a minute. I want to discuss those few verses. Talks about the tree of life, how it's got healing, and it's the healing of the nations. And I think as we look around, now, we see how many people are heavy burden and full of sorrow, and there's somebody always going through some type of trials and tribulations, and people are fighting addiction problems, and people feel misunderstood, and people are full of sickness and sorrow, and they just can't see how to keep going on. And they don't see how they can face life any longer. But here's the thing. Where we're going to go when the New Jerusalem comes down, we're going to be in peace. All nations will be healed. There will be no sorrow. No more grieving. No more pain. There would be no more death. No more tears. Everybody would be healed. There won't even be any sickness whatsoever. We will be walking in glory forever and ever. We will not be misunderstood. We will be understood. We will not have to deal with the sufferings of the world any longer, because we will be at peace. We will be at harmony. We will be walking on those streets of gold. I mean, we will have it all. Sometimes we may lose everything here on earth, but we will gain everything in heaven as long as we stay true to Christ. We got to keep our eyes up on Him, and we've got to keep praying and staying in the Word of God and knowing Scripture so we don't get deceived by the false prophets, by the false preachers, or the false teachers. We won't get deceived by those who say they're Christians and they are not Christian. And you've got to be careful who you watch and listen to on social media, in these podcasts, on YouTube, any social media. You got to be careful with all of them, because some of them are there just trying to make money and get fame and fortune. And they don't care about you. They're not really feeding you. And God sees who they are, and He sees how they're working in their lies and deceitment. And you're thinking they're the real deal, and they're fake as the day is long. So be careful. But when we're in that glory land and we're there and we're healed and we're eating of the tree of life that's healed all nations, we're going to come together as one body. We're not going to worry about people being from different nation and what language they speak or what color of their skin. We're all going to be happy to see each other. We're going to be glad everybody is there. That's where the healing's going to be at. It's going to be so awesome. And you know, the sun is going to shine. There will be no night. The sun will shine all day. And I'm not talking about the sun that's spelled S-U-N. I'm talking about the Son, Jesus Christ, S-O-N, who is the light of the world that will shine 24/7, and no darkness, no moon, no stars will ever fill the night sky. It will be daylight 24/7. Won't that be so awesome? And you can do whatever you want to do, and you won't be judged or condemned for it. You will be free and sanctified. There will be no corruption in the kingdom of heaven. No corruption. Everybody's getting along. Nobody trying to seduce anybody or nothing. Because the sun is going to shine and we're going to be right there. And once we see our Father who created us, His name will be written in our foreheads. And won't it be so nice to actually get to see the face of God that created you and breathed life, that created this earth and all the animals and the trees and the flowers, all the green grass, the mountains, the rivers, to see Him face to face. That will be so awesome. I know I'm thrilled about it. And I would love to see this. Because I'm tired of suffering with sickness. I am tired of suffering, losing people in my family and close friends. I am tired of what I see of the strife and envy going around in my own family or in other people's families that's tearing them apart. I'm so tired of seeing all of this. the pain and emotional hurt that people goes through all of this. Children going through sorrow, but they will be healed because they will be in heaven. They will be there in that new Jerusalem, and that tree of life is going to heal their pains and sorrows. Children will be so happy and smiling and walk in the streets of gold. As long as you teach your children the right way, the right path, and get them on the right path, they will be there. So let's move on to verse 6 here. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Remember, verse 7 here is very important. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not. For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the saying of this book, worship God. See, John was going to bow down and worship the feet of the angel which showed me these things. And the angel said, do not do it. He's just a fellow servant, but you worship God. And many people want to worship and idolize things, statues, your phones, your laptops, your TVs, your cars. You put all these things and don't even realize you're idolizing this. You don't even realize you're actually worshiping that as a god. Some of you don't realize this. And you're doing it and you're teaching this to your children, so you're corrupting your children. But only God can be worshipped. Only him do you bow down and worship. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were thrown in the fiery furnace. The king of that time frame wanted everybody to bow down. But except for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused to bow down to a statue the king made. So he had them thrown in the fiery furnace. He was going to kill them. And when he had them thrown in his fiery furnace, because they would not worship his statue, the king went and checked in on them. He opened up the furnace, and he asked his men, said, did we not throw three men in this furnace? And they said, yes. He said, well, there is a fourth man, and he looks like the Son of Man. Now, this was before Christ has ever came and walked the earth. The king already knew what Jesus looked like, because Jesus was in that fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And Jesus had not even came and walked the face of the earth and died on the cross yet. This was in the Old Testament. You only worship God. Come on. Jesus Christ and our Father God is one. That's why Jesus was in the furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the flames could not touch them. They were not burned. And that proved to the king that they serve a holy and just God that will fight for his people. If God did it for them, just think what he can do for you today. Day, we've got to start getting into our prayer closets. We got to start praying and fasting and leaning on one another as the children of God, and start praying and fasting for each other so we can start seeing faith like that when somebody puts us in a fiery furnace for real, that we don't get burned by the flames, but Jesus will be in there with us. And people will be like, that's the Son of Man in there with them. Remember Daniel in the lion's den, how God closed the mouth of the lion for Daniel. God did it for them. He can do it for you today. You just got to believe and have that type of faith. God always comes through, and the things that we're about to go through, God is making the change for His children. He's bringing this change. And I've heard ministers on YouTube talk about this change where God is going to do it. But remember, only bow down to God and no other false idols, no statues, no nothing. And He saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. See, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Everything you do, every good deed you do here, Christ is going to reward you for every good deed. Keeping His commandments, doing what He told you, you will be rewarded. It tells you in Scripture, build your rewards up in heaven. If you don't build your rewards up in heaven, you don't get nothing. Many people want to build their rewards here on earth and get all their rewards here. You don't want to build up your rewards here on earth. Build them all up into the kingdom of heaven. But if you sow bad seeds and done bad deeds, that scripture right there tells you, and behold, I come quickly and give my reward. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. So whatever work you've done, whether it's good or bad, for what you sow, so shall you reap, whether it's good or bad. And you got to learn, how is Christ going to repay you? Did you do good so you get all your rewards in heaven? Or did you do bad and get nothing? And you only get the bad rewards. All the bad seeds you sown, are you going to let your bad seeds come and reflect upon your life? Did you turn people away? Have you kept the commandments of Christ? Have you fed and clothed and gave water to drink to those who are thirsty that Christ sent to you? Or did you turn them away and become the goat? Are you going to be like the rich man where he got his reward in torment because he refused to help Lazarus, a beggar? So what is your reward going to be? Or did you help those in need? Did you let people stay in your home and build up your rewards in heaven? Because every time you help people, your reward's in heaven. Did you have a family member or a close friend or a neighbor or a total stranger that had a need and you paid a bill for them? Or a stranger on the streets walked up and asked you for food and you bought them something to eat, but you kept it secret because you want to build your reward up in heaven? You don't have to boast about every good deed you do. Did you help your neighbor that had car trouble, that could not afford to get the car fixed, but let's say their car to get fixed was going to cost him $500 and you had $1,000 in the bank, did you go get $500 out and give to your neighbor and tell them they can keep it because your reward is going to be in heaven? Or did you say, here's $500, but I would like for you to pay me back? You got to either do it out of the kindness of your heart and out of a cheerful heart, or don't do it at all. Because if you want your neighbors to pay you back, then you don't get no rewards in heaven, because you're getting your reward paid back to you now if your neighbor's having to pay you that $500 back. You see what I'm saying? It's always best to give and let people keep to keep your rewards in heaven. And if people need to come into your home, yes, it's going to be hard. It's going to be, oh boy, it will be hard. Now, I know you can't let everybody in your home because they can steal, they're on drugs, they like to cause a lot of strife and envy. I get that. I'm talking about those who won't do drugs or drink and cause a lot of strife and envy. That's just down on their luck. And did you invite them into your home to stay with you for a long time till they can get themselves back up on their feet? Maybe it's taking them 5 years. But of course, you're going to get y'all going to have your arguments. You're going to argue because you're in the same house together. But you're going to cool down and act like nothing ever happened. And then they go on. But my point to that is, if you help them and didn't ask them to pay you rent or anything, your reward will be in heaven for that, because Christ seen how you took someone into your home and you helped them in a time of trouble. So you helped them in their time of sorrow and you will get your reward. But if you told them they had to pay you rent or they couldn't stay in your home, that's a bad seed you sown. You get no rewards for either part, and it could cost you the kingdom of heaven. Heaven is also a reward. To enter through those pearly gates is a reward for you. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Remember, God says he knows your ending to your beginning. Now, let's go on. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. See, that's what I was just telling you here in verses 14 and 15 about your rewards and what you're doing. You can have the tree of life and be healed and be full of joy and peace. You can have heaven as your reward when you help people and not ask them for nothing in return. Do it in silent, but sometimes people will find out. That's okay, but Jesus will still bless you. But those who do bad are what 15 says. For without are the dogs. For those who will not receive the rewards are the dogs and sorcerers. Sorcerers are those who practice witchcraft and whoremongers and murderers and adulteries and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. All liars have a place in the lake of fire. Scripture tells you liars die and go straight to hell. And we know a bunch of them, and there seems to be so many lies flying around in this world today. I mean, it's just not here in America. It's in other nations. politics are lying. Our kings and queens and our presidents and Congress and governors and senators, prime ministers that have prime ministers in the nations, they lie just to get a seat in that office. They rather tell lies to have a seat, and they rather lie on other people. And you're not supposed to do that. You've got to stay away from all the politics. Stay away from all the lies of that. Leave that to them. You stay pure with Christ. You keep your reward, and you stay pure, and you just pray for them and pray that God convict those politicians' hearts. However it works in your nation, you pray that God helps your government stop lying and stop telling lies on each other, or stop lying about what they're going to do if they take seat in office and never go through with it. You know, people in churches tell lies. Christians will lie and make false accusations. They cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven, which means they can't get the tree of life of healings and miracles. It may seem like they're getting it now on earth, but when they die, they spend the rest of their life in the lake of fire. And what they're getting blessed with now, you're like, well, why is God blessing them? They've been lying. They've accused me of things. They've accused everybody else, and they have it all. They've got a nice home. They got a nice car. They have a nice job. They're taking vacation. They go to church, pay their tithes and offerings, and people in the church is accepting them in. They don't want to hear the truth about them. That's okay if they don't want to hear the truth about them. They're allowing themselves to be deceived by the liars. But God knows who they are. And their riches that they've got in their nice homes and nice cars and take vacations is coming from Satan. A lot of the riches that's out here is coming from Satan, and people think Jesus is blessing them. They think they're being blessed, and it's all coming from Satan. And it's not Christ doing it, because Christ already knows their attitude, but Satan's got them lied to and deceived, and they got their own selves lied. They're lying to their own selves and deceiving their own selves. But when they die, they're going to realize they lied and deceived their own self, and they allow Satan and those demons deceive them too, and they're in the lake of fire. And probably the preacher and the churchgoers they go to church with at their funeral would say, well, brother and sister so-and-so made it to heaven. They were good Christian people. They came to church, they did this, they did that, build them up real good. And everybody knows, most of the people know who they really were and actually know where they probably went. But when that preacher and some of the churchgoers they went to church with dies and stand before Christ and see that this person did not make it, they're going to realize, oh, that person was a liar. They were a deceiver. They lied and deceived me. Just because someone lies and deceives you don't mean that you're going to go to hell. Because people come to me and lie and deceive me and have me fooled all day long. They don't have Jesus fooled at all. They don't have him fooled. But I have to stay pure to Christ. I just got to stay pure and keep myself with Christ. I've got to keep myself in check with him. So we have that where you just keep your own self in check. And let God deal with the liars. Now, remember, I told you, I wanted you to remember verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. I want you to pay close attention to verse 17 and verse 18 here that I'm going to read. And the Spirit and the bride, And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is at thirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Okay, I'm sorry. I told you the wrong verse. I meant 18 and 19. I want you to pay close attention to 18 and 19. I do apologize for that. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. So remember, verse 7 says you got to keep the word of the prophecy of the book. You can't add to it and you can't take away. If you add to the prophecy, Christ is going to add to you. If you take away, he's going to take your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. So remember that. And that's where once saved, always saved is not true. And hang on, folks, I'm sorry. All right, folks, sorry about that. The phone started ringing, and I don't know if you guys could hear the phone ringing. And usually, after just a few rings, it will stop. But this time, it didn't stop. And I couldn't figure out why it was not stopping. And so I went to go grab that phone to make it stop. And it was a family member on there. So I had to talk to them. So I'm sorry that I got interrupted here, but I'm actually to the end anyways. So as I was saying, is that scripture tells you in verse 19, it says if you take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. So if your name is written in the book of life and you're taken away from the prophecy, he's going to take you out of the book of life. That tells you once saved, always saved is not true. He will take you out of the Lamb's book of life. He tells you if you're lukewarm, he will spew you out of his mouth. And if you add to the prophecies that's in this book, he will add the plagues to you. And he will add the plagues that is written. So think of all the plagues that is written in this book, in this Bible, from the old to the new. He will put them on you. And look around. Plagues or viruses. There are many viruses that's going on today. You have a lot of the old plagues that's written in this book and a lot of new plagues. And we are warned in scripture at the signs of the end, there will be plagues after plagues. So viruses after viruses. One woe will pass and two more woes will be in behind it. So, but you've got to keep the prophecy of the book. You can't add to it and you can't take away. Because you're doing dangerous grounds when you do that. Nobody is perfect, but that's what repentance is all about. And God don't expect you to be perfect because it says in scripture that all men fall short of the glory of God. But it's to recognize that you have fallen short and repent and how to work on that. But always remember that once saved, always saved is a lie. It's not true. It's written right here in scripture. Even Moses told God in the Old Testament to blot his name out of the book of life. So if once saved, always saved was there, why would Moses tell God to blot his name out? And God told Moses he would not blot his name out. So you got to think, God did not want to blot Moses' name out because Moses wanted God to blot his name out because the people built the golden calf. And maybe Moses felt like he failed God for that reason. And God knew Moses' heart. God knew where Moses' heart was. God knew Moses loved him. And so that's why he would not. But the people that had their names already in the book of life, God was going to blot their names out, basically. You have to go back and read the book of Exodus. So just think about what that scripture is saying. He will take you out of the book of life if you take away from the prophecies. Now let's go on to the last two verses here. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that is the end of Revelations chapter 22. Now, I want to tell you something. As I told you in the beginning of this episode, and as I've told you in the previous episodes, that I have been through a lot of physical and spiritual attacks, speaking on the book of Revelations. Now, with the phone just ringing, it usually rings just 3 or 4 times and it quits. This time it did not do that. It kept on ringing. So that's why I told everybody to hang on and stop the podcast and went to get the phone. The family member on the other end told me that they thought they had hung up the phone. Because when I picked up the phone and said hello, they were surprised I was on the other end because they had hit the button to hang up. So you tell me what's up with that. That phone rung more than 3 or 4 times and would not stop. So on my end, it kept ringing, but on the other end, it seemed like it had done stopped. And I had just went in there right at the time they was hitting the end button or ending the call, right when I picked up and said hello. Now, the family member was surprised. That is Satan and those demons was trying to interrupt what I was talking about. That should show you right there that there are spiritual attacks and they bring distractions in any way they can. They will bring all type of distractions to you to make you stop, make you want to give up on Christ and not serve Him. They will bring distractions to you when you go to pick up the Bible to read. They bring it to your mind. They'll make you start thinking about things you need to do and things you need to get done. They'll bring distractions where you don't want to read the Bible and know what Scripture says. They know how to work the system. They know how to manipulate people. They know how to send people to you to get you distracted or discouraged. They know what electronics to go through to discourage you and distract you and make you stop doing what you're doing. So think about all of that. It is a true and spiritual war battle between heaven and hell. So always remember that. But thank you for listening to this. I hope you all have enjoyed the book of Revelations. Now, next week, like I said in the break, next week is Matthew 24. Stay tuned to it. Thank you so much.